Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I am your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into the final segment of this, running back, I would use roundup, but that's not the right, that's not fair to running back roundup. We're going through a look at the position, right? We've done the 2021 starters. We've done the 2021 human hand grenade index sort of rundown. And now we're looking at the 2022 starters, right? So I think that is, that's a place we can kind of look for and just take an eye forward. Some of these kind of obvious, some of them maybe not so much, and I think it's a source of uncertainty we can think of and value to some degree. So we'll sort of run down here. We will just we'll just work down in the way they are on the sheet, which is by the human hand grenade index level of confidence. So Detroit's first, DeAndre Swift. I feel pretty good that, you know, on a rookie deal, he'll be entering year three. There's no real risk there. He's a better player than Jamal Williams. Is this a, you know, I talked about this, I think, in a prior episode. Is he a souped up version of Austin Eckler? Like we know that can finish as like running back three. So I wouldn't be super, that's not an insult. I think Eckler, you know, has topped out in top five or so. Might have even been higher. I think he missed a game in there too in his elite season. So it's plenty upside, and it might look a little bit more like Kamara than it does, Barkley, right? Or it might look a little bit more like Kamara than it would Zeke plus, right? In the sense of, more of Zeke's work comes in the running game than it does in the true passing game. I think that would be an interesting thing to watch for in terms of how exactly he's deployed. Is it 65, 35? That isn't necessarily bad if he's getting the optimized looks in the passing game. And we've seen an Anthony Lynn offense capable of doing that. So I do think there's plenty of opportunity for that this year and next year for Swift. Dallas, Ezekiel Elliott, I feel pretty confident given his contract and all of that he's going to be the 2022 starter. I know there's been some hand-wringing in the Dynasty community. I don't think that's necessarily aligned with what the Dallas approach to this situation is going to be. Turning next to the San Francisco 49ers, and I will say this is one where I can look at and I can say, I think it's Trey Sermon. I can see a scenario where it's not. I can see a scenario where it's a little bit amorphous. I do think that he's the most likely 2021 starter. If you were to sort of put down on this some level of confidence in this, I didn't, just because it can get a little carried away in terms of the width of the sheets. But this is one where I feel maybe a level less confident than, you know, you could sort of see as we sort of get further down the list, there'll be a group here that he'll fit in, I think, a little bit more comfortably than in the Swift Elliott sort of sphere of the position. So I think Trey Sermon, you know, in 2021 is probably a human hand grenade plus type situation. I think in 2022, he's going to get a shot to start, particularly when you look at, you know, when you look at some of their free agent stuff in terms of who's going to come due next year. It's going to be very much an opportunity for him. Raheem Mostert, unrestricted free agent. Jeff Wilson, unrestricted free agent. Wayne Gallman, unrestricted free agent. Hasty will be an exclusive rights guy. You know, so that's a situation I think we'll definitely be watching for. I think all of that aligns very much in a way for him to be the guy. And I'll say, you know, for them to double back on the position, they don't have first round picks going forward. Are they going to spend a second? Right. We know that the odds of getting superseded for a third round guy are pretty low after year one. So all of that points to, you know, maybe Mostert's back, maybe Wilson's back, but Mostert will be at that 30-year-old breakpoint there. And then, you know, you're going to get Wilson will be 27, you know, Gallman will be 28. So I don't necessarily think any of those are sort of long-term deals. I think Sermon's the best bet, the best odds there. You know, is that maybe like a 50% odds compared to basically the field? Probably closer to that than you would say like Zeke, for example. Minnesota, Dalvin Cook fits in that. More the Zeke Swift sphere of the position, feel confident about him. The Arizona situation, I put unlikely on the roster as being my take there. Don't have a great feeling on Chase Edmonds long term. I think that's one of those situations where you can say, you know, it might look a little bit, you know, it's might be, hey, he's on a year window here to kind of prove it. I think, you know, historically, you know, based on a lot of factors such as, you know, his pedigree, you know, sort of what we know about ADP and sort of how that tracks historically in terms of guys being long-term assets. It's that additional knowledge on top of the pedigree, essentially. All those things point to the idea that he's not probably going to be a huge long-term guy, would sort of be my thought. So Edmonds is one where I'm a little bit, you know, I'm a little bit skeptical long-term. And so I think it's probably the most likely answer is that it's someone other than that is on the roster right now, you know, so unlikely on the roster. Indianapolis Colts, Jonathan Taylor, lock him in. I think he's a starter there long-term. Los Angeles Rams, Cam Akers, I think lock him in long-term. I say it with less confidence than Jonathan Taylor because he hasn't done it yet enough to say that, you know, where we've gotten a little bit bigger of a sample on Taylor, we haven't necessarily gotten all that sample on Cam Akers. So, but he is the most likely guy. Nick Chubb with Cleveland, I think if he's extended, again, I think you could see a scenario where it's similar between Chubb and Hunt going forward, very much in the way that, you know, that we've seen coming forward here. He will be an unrestricted free agent. So that's going to be a situation we're going to need to watch for in terms of how that all goes. But yeah, I think if he's extended, that'll be an obvious signal that he's going to be the guy. Next up here, Baltimore Ravens, J.K. Dobbins. I feel confident that he's going to be the guy going forward. Again, more in the Cam Akers role than like a Jonathan Taylor. We just haven't seen that extended long-term or, you know, a full season, you know, a three-quarters of a season yet. I think we'll get it. I feel confident about that he's going to be the guy in 2022. Alvin Kamara with the Saints, feel confident about that one. Aaron Jones in 2022, I'm putting him as the projected starter. I do think that there's ways that they can get out of that deal after this year. You know, if it's injury, if it's poor play, whatever, like they could conceivably get out of it. I think that he's probably the most likely guy in 2022 based on his contract, based on that. So I think he's the most likely guy in 2022. Clyde Edwards-Helaire with Kansas City, he's certainly the most likely guy, you know, on a rookie deal, first round pick, kind of lock it in. With the Tampa Bay, totally uncertain. You know, you're going to have Fournette and Jones both on – on free agency. You've got Vaughn there. You know, is that going to be a year three type breakout? We'll see. I think that's one we're definitely going to be this time next year, probably reevaluating that situation again. Derrick Henry with Tennessee, that's a situation, you know, I think he's locked in there. He's their guy. Atlanta, and this is one that I could see a Mike Davis kind of two-year deal. He's there on a two-year deal. I could see that. You know, if they strike lightning in a bottle with him, like that's a great cap management type situation. But I think the starter is ultimately unlikely on the roster, given pedigree, given sort of those startup value concerns. You just don't see guys come from that depth and be the long-term guys. So that's kind of the Damian Williams type thing from years back. Now you just kind of look at that and you're like, man, is that really what we're gonna be seeing? I have some doubts, right? I think he's a pretty good play this year, but I think that, you know, if anything goes poorly, and we know sort of the odds that that'll happen, I think he's bound to have added competition. And even then, even if he plays, you know, adequately, I think he's going to have competition as well. So I strike that one as uncertain. Cincinnati, Mixon's locked in. They're talking about wanting to feed him. Love to hear it. Philadelphia, Miles Sanders on a rookie deal. We'll see sort of what the upside brings. This could be a scenario where I think there's, you know, some maybe some additional competition if he lets down, right? That'll sort of be the window of year three going into year four. I do think he's the likeliest outcome is that he's a starter. But I do think it's not a foregone conclusion. Christian McCaffrey with Carolina, I think that one's a foregone conclusion. Denver, I think the torch probably get handed to Javonte Williams. And you'll probably see it with those, you know, with a midseason transition this year is typically the arc you see. And then you know, him being a popular breakout candidate come this time next year. Saquon Barkley, New York Giants, lock him in. This is a big year, and it's crazy to say that for someone this high up in the, you know, top 20 startup pick. It's crazy to say that. Yet when you consider 16 games year one, 13 games, you know, it was some disappointing sort of high ankle sprain. You had that problem, which I think reared its head in some of the production stats. And then last year he missed it with an ACL. So we think he's going to be back. I feel confident about that one. But you know, if he plays well, right, we're going to be in good shape. If he doesn't, we've basically gone essentially, you know, 3 years where it's hasn't lived up to the hype of his promise. So again, I think the most likely outcome there is that he's going to be locked in, you know, on that deal. But just I'll be interested to sort of see he needs to get off to a good start, or he could be a falling, you know, if he misses time with an injury, like it's going to be an interesting narrative around him. So he's insulated beyond what you would typically expect. Austin Eckler, I think he's going to be locked in there. They have a pretty reasonable contract for him. And given what he does, it's actually a really nice, like, I think that has been of the running back contract extensions in recent years, that's been a really good one. So they could, it's not a huge cap hit, $6.5 million in 2022. They could basically save half of that if they cut him and take a dead cap hit on the other amount. It's so reasonable though, based on what he does and some of the expected points added, he can really get up there based on his strength and production in the passing game. So I think they did really well with that contract. So keep him healthy. I think he could be a high end producer for them, both in real life and in fantasy. Damian Harris, I think, is the most likely guy in New England. It looks like they're going to probably move on from Sony Michel at the end of the year, if not sooner. He's got the edge over Ramondre Stevenson, but we'll see. That's one where, you know, that kind of ranks in the some of the higher tiers there with guys that not necessarily sure of, like Trey Sermon and Harris, right? Those are ones that are kind of similarly bucketed for me. Josh Jacobs, I think, is the most likely starter in Vegas, although Kenyon Drake, that'll be something we'll watch for. You know, I'm interested really the first like couple games in terms of what their alignment is. Jacobs is locked in on a cheap deal. I don't think he's going anywhere, but I'll be really interested in the workload. You know, so I think he's the 2020 starter. And I don't think that Kenyon Drake sort of has that three down, you know, 300 touch type production profile in him. Whereas I think Jacobs, we've seen kind of what he can do. He could be a 90 yards per game guy. And that's pretty good. There's not a ton of those just walking around. So I think he's a starter, although I think Drake complicates maybe some of the ceiling stuff. I don't know. We could probably do a whole show on that. But I do think Jacobs long-term is the guy. David Montgomery, Chicago, that'll be his fourth year. So does he get an extension up here? That's something we'll be watching for. But I do think he is locked in two really strong years. And I'm surprised of the ceiling that we've seen given what I thought coming out. But I was pretty impressed by him last year in terms of taking on more of a role. Seattle, Chris Carson, he's almost to the number of the same contract next year as Austin Eckler. So it's relatively reasonable in terms of a number. There's a void year on the back end of that. So he's a 2023 free agent. But, you know, next year they could basically save half of it by cutting him. I think he's probably the 2022 starter. Najee Harris should be the 2022 starter after the first round pick spent on him by Pittsburgh. Travis Etienne I've got locked in there. And if it's maybe it's like a thunder and lightning type situation, is this a, you know, we talked about Swift a little bit in that, you know, Eckler plus Kamara light type role. Is that something that we could see? You know, I'll be watching sort of that, right? That could sort of be the situation which we operate. Maybe the starter in this case should be highest end fantasy producer. Maybe in technical terms, Robinson gets the first snap of games and is the starter, where you're seeing more of a chess piece type scenario for Etienne. But I think he's the most he's the highest end 2020 fantasy starter. The New York Jets, I think it's unlikely the person's on the roster. I do think that they could force an upgrade. We'll see with Michael Carter, but you know, history would sort of suggest that this is a scenario where we'll see an upgrade here coming forward. Houston, given David Johnson's contract, Mark Ingram, and where Philip Lindsay sort of are, my thought would be that it's unlikely that this person's on the roster. So we'll watch for that. Miles Gaskin and Malcolm Brown, I think it's unlikely either of them's the starter in 2022. So I think this situation's unlikely on the roster as well. Washington, lock that in with Antonio Gibson. You know, I still am probably, you know, just a little bit less than market comfortable on him, just because we haven't seen this before. We haven't really seen a receiver go to running back. I believe that it can happen, but I would like to just see, you know, a couple of, you know, we've seen one season, like to see another season of him handle that workload and handle that, that volume, that beating, you know, just that's a rare scenario that we see. So I'll be watching that. That'll be one of the top storylines in terms of how he handles that, I think, over the next, you know, 6 months or so. And, but I do think he's got the ability to be a three down back with more ceiling, with more usage, and more of an all-around weapon in both the passing and the running game. Add more of that passing game to his work this year. I think that's absolutely possible. So, and then Buffalo, I have no idea. I think it's totally uncertain. It wouldn't shock me if it was Singletary. It wouldn't shock me if it was Moss. Wouldn't shock me if they hit the free agent market. Heck, it wouldn't shock me if they drafted somebody. So I think anything's possible there with them. I think you sort of view Singletary and Moss here going forward as kind of like lower end injury away guys. And, you know, that's kind of how you're going to probably treat them in terms of lineup decisions and all that. You sort of treat them in that realm. And then, you know, if one of them's injured, I think it's probably like a mid-tier, you know, middle tier, injury away type scenario. But yeah, those other guys, I mean, I can see, you know, I could see starting a bunch of, one injury away guys over them, you know, if it's this mixed muddled situation. So, in 2021. So, and then we'll be watching, you know, we'll see how that sort of progresses. And I think things can change, and maybe that's one we update, we get more information we can update on. So, all right, well, I'll do it for this episode. You know, given a full coverage here of the running back position. Obviously, we're big fans of studying the running back position. It is something that I enjoy doing. So get in there. It's a valuable position. So get in there, study it from multiple different angles as we sort of think about these guys going forward. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Till next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.